This is North Shore Today for Monday, September 18, 2017. Mary Marcos writes in today's Salem News, an unanticipated setback will leave Peabody's water treatment plant out of service, at least until this winter, adding nearly another $1 million to the city's cost since an electrical fire seriously damaged the building in March. The city had received one emergency waiver and was hoping to receive a second from the Massachusetts Division of Capital Assessment, Management, and Maintenance to avoid public bidding requirements on the full scope of repairs, but the second waiver, which would have expedited the process and saved money, was denied. Mayor Ted Betancourt is quoted as saying financial reasons were not considered an emergency by DCAMM. Though he would normally support the public bidding process, the mayor considered this to be a unique situation where time was of the essence. The Coolidge Avenue facility provided drinking water to most of the city, but following the fire, water for homes and businesses has been supplied by the Massachusetts Water Resource Authority at a price tag of about $250,000 per month. Much more on the story written by Mary Marcos in today's Salem News. A weekend fire has left 23 residents homeless. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, Lynn Item News editor Thor Jorgensen writes on today's front page of the paper that firefighters pulled 15 people from the windows of a burning building Saturday morning. The daring rescue came as fire raged through the three-story building on Kingsley Terrace. Three firefighters suffered minor injuries while battling the three-alarm blaze. No residents were hurt in the ordeal, but at least 23 were left homeless, according to Lynn District Fire Chief Steve Archer. Third-floor resident Kimberly Dobbins fled the building, but her neighbors had to climb out a window and down a ladder with the help of firefighters. Quote, "I heard glass break. I looked out. All I saw was flames," Dobbins said. The American Red Cross was on the scene Saturday morning helping residents who sheltered in a Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority bus parked a block from the fire scene. Firefighters converged on the Kingsley Terrace location just off the intersection of Chestnut and Union Streets after an alarm was sounded at 5:27 a.m., according to Archer. As they made entry into the buildings, our crews found conditions worsening rapidly. We quickly realized we had trapped residents, Archer said. Firefighters flung ladders up against the building walls as residents retreated from smoke-filled hallways and bunched around windows. They climbed down the ladders, assisted by firefighters. The guys did a fantastic job, Archer said. There is more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, Bill. Thank you, sir. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, traffic should move smoother and parking be easier to find as Salem descends into the annual chaos that is haunted happenings. Driver-friendly tech is due for installation on two of the city's downtown garages, while pedestrian-friendly crossing signal systems are being added at up to eight busy intersections. Both sets of upgrades will be installed by the time October revelers blow into the Witch City. The first of two upgrades focuses on space-finding tech being installed in the Museum Place and South Harbor parking garages to track how many cars enter and leave the garages, according to Matt Smith, the city's traffic and parking director. The program is provided as a free two-month pilot through Canadian tech company Parking Logics. More on this story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. Also in today's Salem News, Ariana McNeil writes that Beverly's permanent composting program is expected to expand in October, a little later than anticipated. The issue comes down to availability of new composting bins. Beverly put in its order just after New York City, which needs 500,000 bins. The new bins may not come until early or mid-October, according to Connor Miller of Black Earth Compost, Beverly's compost hauler. Those who participated in the pilot program will continue to have their compost picked up weekly since they already have bins. So far, roughly 700 households have signed up for the new program, which is planned to be just $3 more annually than the pilot at $70. However, because the city saved about $20 per household on dumping fees, participants will receive this money back as a credit on their trash bill, or $100 down to $80. About 1,000 households pre-registered for the program, but those interested must now confirm their participation online. And the Daily Item is reporting that in order to accommodate filming of a movie production in Lynn this week, some traffic controls and parking restrictions will be implemented. Traffic may be temporarily held for brief periods of several minutes at a time on Silsby and Mount Vernon Streets during the day on Thursday, and also on Lynn Shore Drive, Nahant Street, and Wave Street during the day on Thursday and Friday. Motorists should plan for some delays and seek alternate routes in those areas. The following parking restrictions will be implemented at the following dates, times, and locations. I'll give you some of them. Please obey the temporary no parking signs that will be posted. Location 1, Lynn Shore Drive. No parking 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. from Monday to Wednesday and next Monday. Location 2, Mount Vernon Street, Silsby Street Filming. No parking 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Wednesday and Friday. And much more on this in today's Daily Item by the item staff. All kinds of details on the filming and the parking restrictions. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.